Okay, so continuing now from the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'ad Mosai Chayiv Lahachriz. And until, V'ad, and until, Mosai, when, Chayiv is a person obligated, Lahachriz, to announce the find that he found. And the Mishnah answers, Ad Kedei, Shiyedu bo shechenov, until kedei, in order, shiyedu know bo about it, shechenov, his neighbors. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So Rashi says shechenov, his neighbors. Shachen is a neighbor. Shechenov is the plural shechenim. And then the vav ending is his possessive shechenov, his neighbors. So Rashi says mefaresh b'gemara. It explains this in the Gemara, or this is explained in the Gemara, because it's a bit ambiguous. What does it mean to announce it? To continue announcing until all the neighbors know about it? Exactly what does that mean? The Gemara will discuss it. Nonetheless, that's the words of Rav Meir. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shalosh Regolem, three, literally, foot festivals. Shalosh Regolem, the three foot festivals referring to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Va'acha haregol, ha'achron, and after the last regol, Shiva Yomim, 7 days. Kedei, in order, sheyelech, that he should go, lebeso, to his house, shlosha, three, for 3 days, v'yarzor, and return, shlosha, 3 days, v'yachriz, and announce, yom echod, 1 day. I'll come back to explain this. This is based upon the assumption that everybody, at least one or two times a year, will go to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim, for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, going to Yerushalayim and coming to the Beis HaMikdash. So everybody, you know, even if a person doesn't go every single Yom Tov, at least one, it's assumed that once a year a person's going to go. So it's a place of gathering, and it's a place where people are going to know, are going to, you know, hear about announcements made about lost articles. So whoever's lost an article, whoever's found anything, would always announce their find in Yerushalayim during the three Yom Tovim. And this way, he catches everybody. Announcements are made, and people, everyone, is going to hear about articles which are found, and then have a chance to go back home and return and claim the article. So the rule which is laid down over here is that the duration for announcing the article is almost a year, for three Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Every Yom Tov, you have to announce it for three consecutive Yom Tovim, and also keep it available and have it available for 7 days after the last of the Yom Tovim that he's announcing it. And those 7 days are in order that the potential owner could go back home, check to find out if he lost it, and come back and retrieve it. So I read the Mishnah again. It says, Shalosh Regalim, three Regalim, V'acha HaRegol HaAchron, and after the last Regal, Shiva Yomim, 7 days, Kedei Shiyelech, in order that he should go. Who should go? The claimant, the potential claimant, should be able to go, Lebeso, to his house, Shlosha, for 3 days, V'yachzo, and return, Shlosha, 3 days, a 3-day journey back home, a three-day journey back to Yerushalayim. The Gemara will explain why three days. V'yachriz, and then announce in Yerushalayim that he lost his article, Yom Echad, for 1 day. Let's look at Rashi now. Rashi says, Kedei she'elech, in order that he should go, Kol Echad lebeis, so each one to his house, Shlosha, for three days, M'shiyishma, Ha'achroza, from the time that he hears the announcement, Misha, from that Yishma, he will hear, ha-hachroza, the announcement, v'yeda, and know im avad lo klum, and know if there was lost to him klum anything. Because he has 3 days to go back home, check to find out if he's lost anything. V'im yovin, and if he discerns, or to understand, if he discerns sha'avad, that he did lose something, yachzor, he will return shlosha for 3 days, over the course of 3 days, and come back. V'yachriz yom echad, and make an announcement for 1 day. Ani avadati, I lost something. V'elu simonecha, and these are its simonim. U'begemara, and in the Gemara Parach, it asks, the begimol yomim, that in 3 days, ein shehus, there is not enough time, lachzor, to return, lesof Eretz Yisrael, to the end of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the Gemara is going to discuss that. So, starts the Gemara. Tana, we learned in the Mishnah, shech, We learned in the Brisa, Shechene Aveda. In other words, the Gemara is referring to the first opinion of Rav Meir, that the period of announcement is until all the neighbors know about it. So the Brisa elaborates on this and says it's referring to Shechene Aveda, the neighbors of the lost article. The neighbors of the lost article. So asks the Gemara, my Shechene Aveda. What is this mean? What is this term, Shechene Aveda? The neighbors of the lost article. Ilema, if you'll say, Shechenim, the neighbors, the Bal Aveda, of the owner of the Aveda. If you say that's what it's referring to, the owners of the article, the neighbors of the owners of the article, so that's problematic. Because Yodale, if he knows him, if the finder knows who the owner of the lost article is, so lazel, let him go, v'lahadre, and return it, nahale, to him. I mean, it's silly. If you know the neighbors of the article, then you know the owner of the article as well, so that you could just give it back to him. Ella, rather, it means, shcheine mokum, the neighbors of the place, shenimtseis bo, aveda, that it was found in it, the Aveda, the place in which the Aveda was found. He's familiar with the neighbors of that location. Rashi says, Shechene Mokim Shenimtse Ba Aveda, the neighbors of the place in which was found the Aveda, Shema Shalahenhi, lest it is of their, of theirs, it is. Shema perhaps, or lest perhaps, Shalahen theirs, he, it is. Okay, so now the Gemara goes now to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'chulei, quoting the last part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So he said that it's 3 days to get to the end of Eretz Yisrael and 3 days to come back. So right away the Gemara challenges that and says, v'minahu. And we can throw a challenge. One can throw a challenge against that statement from the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Tainis. B'shlosha b'mar cheshvan, on the third of Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the month of Cheshvan. Cheshvan is sometimes referred to Mar Cheshvan. So on the third of Mar Cheshvan, the third day of Cheshvan, Sho'alim es ha-goshamim, we request rain in our davening, in the Shemone Esrei. On the third of Cheshvan, we request rain. This is referring to the bracha of the saint Tal Umotul of Racha, in the bracha Baruch Aleidu of the Shemone Esrei. So the rabbi says, according to this brisa, this first opinion says that the time for the beginning of requesting rain in Shemone Esrei is on the third of Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Gamliel says, Bezayin, Bo, on the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. On the seventh. Why the seventh? Tesvav Yom, 15 days, Achar HaChag, that's 15 days after Sukkos. The word Chag always refers to Sukkos, the Yom Tov, the Chag of Sukkos, 15 days after Sukkos. Why 15 days after Sukkos? Simple reason, the Braisa says, according to Rabbi Gamliel. Kedei in order, Shiagia, Acharon, Shebe'eretz Yisrael, the last one that is in Eretz Yisrael, Aleph Yod Eretz Yisrael, Lena Pros, to the Pros River, to the Euphrates River. So this is referring to the Ole Rigolim, the people who go up to Yerushalayim for the Yom Tovim, for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos again. And specifically, those who were there for Sukkos. So the point being is that enough time has to be allowed for those individuals who are there in Yerushalayim for Sukkos to be able to get home without it raining. Because we're talking about praying for rain right after Sukkos, which is appropriate for the land, but not so pleasant for the people traveling back to their homes. If it's going to start raining, it's going to be very problematic for their journey back. So to start asking for rain, start davening for rain immediately after Sukkos is not fair for those distant travelers who want to get home safely without being disturbed by rain. So Rabbi Gamliel says it's not appropriate to start davening for rain until the 15th of Sukkos, the 15th of Mar Cheshvan, which now gives sufficient time to get for the last ones in the extremities of Eretz Yisrael to be able to get back home. And 15 days, right away you see the contradiction between this and our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says all you need is 3 days to get back home. Here he's saying 15 days. Yeah, so that's the contradiction, that's the question. So the Gemara says, Omer of Yosef, Rav Yosef said, Lo kasha, it's not difficult. It's not a contradiction. The reason is, because Kan b'mikdash rishon. Here, it's in the first Beis HaMikdash. Kan b'mikdash sheni. Here, it's in the second Beis HaMikdash. One reference, one Mishnah is referring to the first Beis HaMikdash, and the second Mishnah is referring to the second Beis HaMikdash. B'mikdash rishon, he says, in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Nefishe Yisrael, Tuva, that the Jewish people were very numerous. So Nefishe is numerous, a lot, and Tuva is very. So the Nefishe Yisrael, that numerous were the Jewish people, Tuva, much so. A lot of Jews, a lot of Yidden lived in Eretz Yisrael by the first Beis HaMikdash. Diksiv Behu, that it's written about them. There's a pasuk. This pasuk is in, where is this pasuk? Where is it quoted from? From Ezra. Diksiv Behu, it's written about them. Yehuda v'Yisrael, Rabim k'chol asha al hayom l'rov. Yehuda v'Yisrael, Yehuda and Yisrael, Rabim many k'chol like sand asha al hayom that is upon the sea l'rov for abundance. Rabim k'chol many like the sand asha al hayom that is on the sea by the sea l'rov for abundance. Many Jews in Eretz Yisrael by the first Beis HaMikdash. So for this reason, be'inon kuli hai, we need all of this. We need all of this time for the people, for the Ole Rigolim to get back to their homes as far as Nopros, Euphrates River. But Mikdash Sheine, but in the second Beis HaMikdash, to learn the Fisha Yisrael Tuva, that the Jewish people are not numerous a lot. They're not very numerous. Diksiv behu, that it says about them, kol ha-kohol ke'echod, the entire congregation, kohol, the congregation, ke'echod, as one, together, kol ha-kohol ke'echod, the entire congregation, together, would numbered Arba ribo alpayim, Arba ribo is a myriad, so four myriads is 40,000, alpayim is 2,000, shalosh meos 300, v'shishim and 60. So the entire congregation numbered 42,360. So because the numbers were so small, so then the Gemara is assuming at this point that because the numbers are so small, therefore the distance that people lived outside of Yerushalayim, the borders were not so as extent, they weren't as extensive. And therefore the proximity of the last residing person in Eretz Israel could have been closer to Yerushalayim, thus allowing less requiring less time to get to those extremities. There was the assumption is that because the population was smaller, so therefore the borders of where people were living were also shorter or smaller. But the Gemara says, not so. Omale Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, V'hoksev, behold, it's written in the Pasuk, V'yeshvu kahanim v'leviim, that it's regarding, this is referring to the when the Yidden came back from the exile, from the Golas Bavel, to rebuild the second base in Mikdash. It says that the Kahanim and the Leviim, v'hamishorim, and the Mishorim are the singers, those who sang in the base of Mikdash, the Leviim, and the Sha'arim, and the gatekeepers, from the word Sha'ar, gate, and the gatekeepers, v'chol Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael, ba'arehem, in their cities, meaning they resettled, and came back to their original cities as they lived in the first base of Mikdash. It was even though there were fewer in number, but everyone just went back to their original locations. So therefore, you know, where Jews lived in Eretz Yisrael was the same places that they lived during the first base of Mikdash. So whatever time was necessary to get back to get to the extremities of Eretz Yisrael in the first base of Mikdash was the same amount of time it took to get there with the second base of Mikdash as well. So Abaye is challenging, so why would the numbers of the Jews make a difference in terms of how long it takes to get back home to the extremities of Eretz Yisrael? So let's look at Rashi over here. Now, there's one Rashi which I skipped over here. This is going back to the beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara was quoting the Mishnah in Tainus that you need 15 days for the Jews to get back to their homes in order for the rain not to affect them. So Rashi says, Kadesh Yegia, in order that they should reach V'chule, etc., V'lo yad bi kuhu hagashomim, and the rain should not yad bi kuhu is from the word devek, to attach. The rains should not literally attach to them, touch them. Alma, we see from this the kuli hai bi'inan. All of this we need all of this time of 15 days to get back. Umasnisin, and our Mishnah Tani taught Shlosha 3 days. So that was the Gemara's question. Okay, so going back to the point. So presently the Gemara is saying that Abaye is challenging Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is saying that the last Jews in the second base of Migdash doesn't warrant as much time for the Jews to be able to go back to their homes at the extremities of Eretz Yisrael. Abaye is quoting this pasuk and says it doesn't make a difference because wherever they lived in the first base, maybe they lived in the second base of Migdash, and therefore the time would be the same. So Rashi says, "Vaksiv says the pasuk v'yeshvu b'kol Yisrael b'areihem." They all lived in their cities. Says Rashi, "V'afalgav," and even though the porta havu, even though they were less porta small, they were small in number. They were small in number. B'kol areihem hayu mufzorim. In all their cities, they were scattered. In all their cities, they were scattered. V'yesh rechokim miYerushalayim kibetachila, and there were those that were distant from Yerushalayim, Kibbutachila, like it was at the beginning. So, wouldn't make a difference. So that's the Gemara's question. So, therefore, because of this, the Gemara says, V'kivan, so V'kivan to Hachihu, and since that this is so, or V'kivan, since to Hachi this, who it is, since this is so, since this is the fact, the Gemara says, Ipcha Mistavra. The opposite, in fact, is logical. The opposite would be logical. Mikdash Rishon, by the first base of Mikdash, the Nefisha Yisrael Tuva, that the Jewish people were very numerous. The Mitzavas Alma, the word Alma means world, but is referring to the people, the population. Mitzavas means joined together, to connect. It looks like the word mitzvah, right? In fact, it is really the same word as mitzvah. The word mitzvah, commandment, also has a meaning of connection. because when a person does a mitzvah, they're actually connecting to Hashem. And that's the shorish of the word, seves, to connect, to join together. So here the Gemara is saying that by the first base of Migdash, where there were so many Jews, the mitzvahs alma, that the people would all join together. Umishtakachai shirosa, and caravans, shirosa of caravans, mishtakachai were found. The ozle that would travel would go, bein biyamama, whether during the day, or bein belelya, or whether during or at night. So many people joining together, traveling together, many caravans, transportation was easy, and transportation would go during the day and at night. So therefore, lo bi'inon kuli hai, we wouldn't require all of this time. We wouldn't require a whole 15 days to get back to the extremities. Vesagi betlasi yoma, and it would be sufficient betlasi yoma with 3 days of travel. Rashi says, Hochi, the Hei Gimel is Hochi Garsinon. This is the Girsa. This would be the text of the Gemara. The cave and the Hochi Ho, it's really the same as what we have. The cave and the Hochi, and since this is so, Ipuch Mistavrat, the opposite is logical. So Rashi's text in the Gemara apparently was different to ours because we have exactly what Rashi says should be read in the Gemara. Now the next Rashi is Mitzavas Alma. It seems that he's defining the word savas over here, tseves, as meaning journeying together. But I just can't figure out exactly what he's saying, so I'm going to skip that. So going back to the Gemara, so all of this is by the first base of Migdash, but the Gemara continues, b'mikdash sheni, by the second base of Migdash, to lo nefishi Yisrael tuva, that the Jewish people are not so numerous, lo mitzvas alma, and they're not all banding together, journeying together to travel. And caravans are not so commonly found. The ozlei that are going, bein biyamama, bein belelya, whether during the day or at night. So therefore, bein and kuli hai, we require all of this time. We need more time, the 15 days to get there. So that's we're saying now the opposite. The first base of Migdash, our Mishnah, that says you need six days to travel is referring to the first base of Migdash, where there's more people and travel is easier. And the other Mishnah, Tainus, which says you need 15 days, is referring to the second base of Migdash. Says the Gemara, Rava Omar, Rava says no, lo shna b'migdash rishon v'lo shna b'migdash sheni. It makes no difference, the first base of Migdash or the second base of Migdash, it's all the same. Vis-a-vis amount of time that a person has to stick around and allow and announce the article after the last Yom Tov. All you need is 6 days. Makes no difference if it's the first base of Migdash, second base of Migdash. And the reason is because lo hatrichu rabbanan ba'aveda yosa medai. The rabbanan did not bother the person who found the article to stick around, to stay around in the base of Migdash, or they didn't bother him yosa medai more than necessary. More medai than necessary. They weren't matriach, the finder, more than necessary to make him stay for longer. So even though technically it's true that it may take as much as 15 days to get to the extreme borders of Eretz Yisrael, but to have a person stay in Yerushalayim for that amount of time for him to get there and to come back, it just wasn't, it's a tircha which the Rabbanan did not choose to impose upon the finder of the article. You could imagine that it would just deter people from even announcing things in the first place. So therefore, they put a limit on how much time you have to stay around. And even the truth is, 7 days is a long time. 3 days there, 3 days back. So Amar Ravina said, now turning to a slightly different point over here, Ravina said, Shema Mino, we learn from this, Rashi says, Shema Mino, we learn from this, Medelo, Yahave lay the Rabbanan Shuhus, from the fact that the Rabbanan did not give to him Shuhus time or enough the amount of time El except Halicha v'chazara, the going and the returning. In other words, the only time that was allotted to the finder, to the potential the claimant, was only the amount of time it takes him to get back to his house and return. But not more than that. no time was given for him to actually search around in his house to make sure to really do a thorough search to find out if he'd lost anything. The fact that that an extra day was not given for the actual search and hunting around the house to check his house. So that implies, says the Gemara, ki machriz, that when the finder announces the find, glim machriz, a shirt or the actual item he announces. Rashi says, glim machriz, ze shemotza, this one that found, machriz announces shem chefetz, the actual name of the object which he found. For example, talis matzasi, I found a talis. As he announces the actual type of article which he found, and therefore they didn't require litain to give shuhus time of yom echad, one day, la'ayin, to inspect bekelov, his possessions, ma'avad, what he may have lost, what he lost. Why? Shaha'adam yodeya, that a person knows kama talesos yeshlo. A person knows how many talises he has. For kashuhu bebeso, and when he's in his house, bodek, he'll check, im yimtse'eno, if he can find it. Ve'ein tzarech shuhus, and he doesn't need extra time. He wouldn't need extra time. Because he knows what I'm looking for, so I look for it, takes me 2 seconds, and that's it. Says the Gemara, di'isal kadaitach, that if it would go up in your mind, avedata machriz, that the finder has merely announces, I found a lost article. So then, be'inon, we need the mitveh. We need to give extra lay to him. We need to give extra to him. Extra time, that is. Of chad yoma, of one day. Le'iyune, to inspect. Iyun is to look at ayin. To inspect b'ma'one, his possessions, his articles. Rashi says, "De'isal gadaita chavadata machriz." If you say that you have to announce the aveda, ve'eno mazgir shema chayfetz, and he does not announce the name of the object, lisvu lei lechol chad v'chad akate tefe yoma. So I think this means lisvu, let him stay, let him reside. Let reside lechol chad v'chad, every single one, akati still tefei x more yoma, a day. So basically, it's what we said before, that the loser should be required to stay an extra day. I think I'll read it again. Leisfu lei, let him reside lechol chad v'chad, each and every one, the potential finder, potential loser, akati still. Tefei, extra, yoma, a day, leyune, to inspect, but ma'one, his articles, his possessions. Mone is Aramaic for kalim. Mona is a kli in Aramaic. Im kol kalov, if all of his kalim, all his articles, biyodo, are in his hand. Uplugta hi baha, the kamon. And it's a machlokas. This is a machlokas, or there's a machlokas about this later on. I mean, we're saying right now that Ravina is implying from the Mishnah, from the fact that this one extra day is not given, that implies that all that's announced is, the thing which is announced is the actual article itself. The Gemara is going to say shortly that this is a machlokas, in fact, but Ravina is implying from the Mishnah that the Mishnah holds that all that you do indeed announce the article itself, the name of the article. So, El Shma Mino Glima Machriz, Shma Mino. So the Gemara says, rather, we learn from this that glima, that shirt or type of article, machriz, he announces, shema mino, learn from this. The Gemara says, now brings Rava, a dissenting opinion. Rava says, Rava Omar, Rava said, afilu tema, even you could say, avedita, a lost article, just merely a lost article, machriz. All he has to say is, I found a lost article, without identifying what type of lost article he found. And it's still not a proof. For the fact that the extra day is not given doesn't prove otherwise. And the reason is because lo hatrichu rabbanon ba'aveda yosemidai. Because again, the Rabbanu did not want to bother the finder more than necessary. Rashi says, Lo hatrichu zeshi ze, this one, the finder, sheyehei, shoha yosa, that he should tarry, yosa extra, more than shiva yamim, more than 7 days. So again, it's in consideration to the finder that he shouldn't have to stay around more than necessary. So even though technically speaking, by announcing the Aveda, just saying I found an Aveda without saying what kind of Aveda you found, would require the loser to, or the potential loser, to hunt around in his house. It could take a day to check to see if things are missing. So that extra day is not factored into the amount of time that the finder has to hang around Yerushalayim and wait for a potential claimant to come back.